Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hey there, Patriots fans, and thanks for watching Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and I am joined by Bob Soucy after the Patriots drop one to the Eagles 35-28, the first time we've seen them lose back-to-back since 2012. What are your initial thoughts?
Well, the first thing you think of, quoting Bill Belichick, you give up 21 points without your defense on the field, you're going to lose 98% of those games, and today was one of the 98%. Patriots gave up a touchdown on a blocked punt, a touchdown on a punt return, and in a huge swing as well. They've got goal to go. It was a first and goal to go at the one, later a third and goal to go from the five, and a 100-yard interception return. And instead of 21-14 New England, it's 21-14 Philadelphia.
And something else to add to Brady's resume today, he had a pass reception from Danny Amendola. I believe that was his first reception since 2001, which was his first season with the Patriots. Were you surprised by that play?
We were kind of surprised that the Patriots had to resort to trickery against the Philadelphia Eagles, a team that had lost three in a row and four or five, and certainly surprised with that play. I did remember seeing Brady catch some balls during training camp, and you never know when you're going to see those plays down the line. And of course, last year in the divisional round, it was Julian Edelman throwing to Danny Amendola in the double pass for the Patriots that produced a game-turning touchdown. Looked like this was going to be a similar play, but on the very next snap, as we've talked about, Brady throws the ball deep into the end zone, down the right side. LaFell is at the 10. Byron Maxwell intercepts, and that obviously stalls any momentum the Patriots had. More importantly, gives Philadelphia the ball instead of New England with possession in Philadelphia territory.
Well, Alan Branch said in the locker room earlier this week that you learn more from a loss than you do from a win. Moving forward, what do the Patriots have to do to get back on track?
Well, they've got to obviously play a lot better in all three phases. They gave up a couple of key third down completions, including a couple of scores. There was the play that Sam Bradford completed to Riley Cooper on a third and 11 that sealed the game. The Patriots had used their timeouts. They had a chance to get the ball back in a better position with more time on the clock. So they got to play better on defense, obviously. The offense still without a healthy Gronk, without a healthy Edelman. Until they get those guys back, they've got to find different ways for guys to get open. At least today, James White took a big step forward. I thought he played very well, especially down the stretch. But not enough guys are getting open, even against zone coverage. So Tom Brady's got to hold the ball longer. The offensive line gave up too much pressure with three-man, four-man rushes. A lot of twists in movements up front, gains, so to speak, by the Eagles that allow them to get pressure on Brady. He took a lot of hits tonight. They got to play better across the board in every phase next week going to Houston against that defense.
Right, and you mentioned we'll be in Houston, so we'll see if they can turn it around in Texas. We'll see you there. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.